Find Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Energy consumption is up, prices are up, and that is not hitting us just at the gas pump. Hello, and welcome into another edition of the Mind Your Business podcast series, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, and brought to you each week here on this podcast channel by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. I'm David Jackson, President and CEO of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for joining us again this week. Thanks for your continued downloads and subscriptions. We appreciate those of you that support this podcast as we try to bring you information that you need, business news you can use, it might be said another way, as it relates to the High Country and Northwest North Carolina. Got a great show for you this week. We have the opportunity to speak with Ed Miller. He is the general manager of Appalachian State's New River Light and Power. Energy consumption has been one of the hot topics of the year, really since the beginning of the calendar year of 2022. We have seen that gradual and then pretty meteoric rise in gasoline prices. And a lot of folks, if you pay attention to the national media, that's the only energy consumption that anybody really wants to talk about. That's the water cooler conversation. However, energy just costs more right now. And some of those costs are getting passed along to other energy providers, such as our local power company. So Ed Miller and the staff at New River have been monitoring how they can lessen that burden as their costs have risen, lessen that burden to the public that buy their services. And of course, Appalachian State's New River Light and Power is the power provider for those inside the town of Boone. So before you get that bill and see that things cost just a little bit more, and it's not a drastic increase by any stretch, but it will be a little bit more for folks. And that is always something that that people need to digest appropriately. Mr. Miller wanted to get on here and say exactly why this rate increase is occurring, what New River has done to mitigate that as much as possible, and what we may, I think this is the most important part, what kinds of things we need to look for as we anticipate those energy costs eventually coming back down. And Ed will describe, this is a pass-through situation. This is nothing that Appalachian State's New River Light and Power is making any money off of. That isn't always the narrative that follows along with some of the fuel conversation when it comes to energy consumption. But Ed will explain it all. He wants to be as transparent as possible. So he contacted us when he knew that this was going to come into play and said, hey, let me get on there and explain. So we gave him the opportunity to do so and always welcome that willingness. But then we're going to switch focus a little bit with Ed and talk some about the Green Power Program. You know, it's been several months since that program has been rolled out. We've talked to Ed about that before on this program, but really kind of want to see where things are with subscriptions, what that extra fee that you can pay to buy blocks of alternative energy can do to your long-term opportunities to save money. We're also not too far away from the winter months. It's hard to believe that with as humid as it's been up here in the mountains this summer. But yeah, snow's going to be on the ground soon. Count your foggy days in August. Remember that that's a direct correlation to snowfall if you buy into the beans in the jar theory. But before we go counting those beans, great opportunity to think about energy efficiency in your home, and that helps with consumption across the board. No different than changing your oil and keeping your car working right is going to increase your fuel economy. Well, making sure that your home is void of drafts, the cracks and crevices that we can feel the air rushing out of or rushing into, now is a great time to address those things coming up for the winter so you can, again, mitigate some of that energy cost that you've got. And Ed's going to share some resources that Appalachian State's New River Light and Power has, but also some easy things that you can do around your home to make sure that you are in good shape heading toward those winter months. So again, Ed Miller, General Manager, New River Light and Power, our guest on Mind Your Business. We'll get to Ed in just a second. Do want to remind you that Appalachian Commercial Real Estate provides professional commercial real estate services here in the Boone area. They provide sales, leasing, consulting, appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. For more information, go check out their website, Appalachian appalachiancre.com. If you have been following the road home, that is the story of the Chamber's move from downtown Boone to our eventual new home at Greenway Commons, you will know that Appalachian Commercial Real Estate was featured pretty heavily in that whole transaction, not only selling our place downtown, but helping us secure a lease at Greenway Commons. And we are months away from heading into there. We feel good about moving in the fall of 2022. Cannot wait to show you that space physically. If you want to get a sneak peek at what it looks like now in construction zone time, but also get a look at some of the renderings, check out this week's installment of The Road Home. It's stop number 4. Our friends at Sketchline Architecture and 444 Construction have worked with Astro Yeti Media to give you a sneak peek. Rendering to current space is a really neat video that's on there. And Adrian Tate, the designer of the space, will walk you through all of the rationale behind where things are and what that will mean for our organization. So we're awfully excited about that. Appreciate all of the partners that have come together in that. Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, certainly a big part of that. One quick plug for the Boone Area Chamber annual meeting before we head you on toward our conversation with Ed Miller. That meeting coming up August 11th. So as we record this today, about a week away, you can still get tickets for that online at boonechamber.com. We anticipate several hundred people joining us out at Daniel Boone Amphitheater for what will be our 73rd annual membership meeting, but also our celebration of the town of Boone's 150th birthday. So we've got businesses that we'll be paying tribute to that have been here for the long haul during that time. We'll have a birthday cake. We'll hear from a few dignitaries throughout our program during the evening, but we'll have some fun with it. This is an opportunity to not only celebrate the town, but the businesses and individuals that have helped bring the town along over these 150 years, and we wouldn't want to pass up that opportunity. So check out those tickets online, boonechamber.com. They're $75 a piece. A portion of the proceeds will be donated back to the Southern Appalachian Historical Association. That's SAHA, the folks that run Horn in the West, the folks that have been so gracious to let us on their stage for that night. We'll be giving them a portion of the proceeds of the evening for further investment in the amphitheater and the Horn in the West program in general. And this is also the Chamber's largest fundraiser of the year as well. So this event will set us up to do all of the things that we want to do for you and your business and your staff for the rest of the coming year and beyond. So hope you can join us again August 11th. That is 1 week from this recording date of Thursday the 4th. Come out and join us for the annual membership meeting. Ed Miller's going to be there. You can talk to him about green power. You can talk to him about your rising energy costs and when those will come back down. Or you can just listen to this podcast and get the scoop, and then you can get into the weeds with Ed even more. Ed Miller, General Manager of Appalachian State's New River Light and Power, our guest on this week's Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, offering sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services. Visit appalachiancre.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. And as we mentioned, we're joined once again by Ed Miller, General Manager of New River Light and Power, to discuss all things energy related here with us today as it relates to New River and what they are able to add to their customer base. So thank you very much, Ed, for joining us. Always great to talk to you and hear more about what's going on at Appalachian State's New River Light and Power.
Oh, it's glad to be here, David. Look forward to visiting with you and share what's happening in our industry as well as what's happening here specifically in the high country.
Sure. So I know that industry, across industry, you can see that everybody is feeling the effects of inflation and of higher costs for goods and services. And again, that goes across all sectors. How has that impacted things at Appalachian State's New River Light and Power?
Well, David, we certainly have seen the pressure as well, as all of our listeners have heard and felt with increased cost at the grocery store, the restaurants, and certainly the gas pumps. We're seeing an upward pressure. And unfortunately, that's true in the utility industry as well. We're seeing in the electric industry in particular, upward pressure in our wholesale cost of energy. And unfortunately, beginning in August, New River will have to pass on an increase to our customers due to the fuel prices that we're seeing. And unfortunately, that's going to happen beginning in August. New River historically has had some of the lowest rates in the states. And even after this increase, we'll continue to be able to provide a very affordable product to our customers.
And Ed, I know that there are
services and businesses around here that understand what those inflationary costs are and what those adjustments are from an energy producing standpoint. Can you elaborate a little bit more about what some of those pressures are that are hitting you all and ultimately how that does impact individual customers here and how you've tried to mitigate that for as long as you have? Because I know that these costs aren't just coming up today.
No, they're not, certainly. Well, as many are aware, we have an increased focus across our industry to reduce our carbon footprint. Many electric providers have reduced the number of coal plants and have transferred those coal plants over to intermittent sources such as natural gas. We're seeing a higher demand of natural gas, well above forecast, but what we saw 10 years ago with these plants shutting down. Also, the pressure that we're seeing from Europe and overseas with the impacts of Ukraine, there's an increased demand for liquid natural gas being exported. That, with the increased temperatures that we're seeing in the Midwest and across the country, we're just seeing the weather impacting the cost of wholesale energy as well. So we saw these forecasts coming, we've experienced those increased costs, and we wanted to address it as soon as possible so that our customers would avoid a significant rate shock if we postponed any longer.
And Ed, I think a lot of folks too see fluctuations in price. We've seen it start at the gas pump. Do you anticipate, or I guess let me ask it this way, what kind of things do you look for in the market from your perspective that may at some point in time down the road lead to those costs coming back down again? Is there any one thing, or is it a confluence of things like you have just mentioned?
Oh, there's a number of things, but I can highlight a few. Certainly, we look every day at what the natural gas prices are. Much of our electric costs are dependent on natural gas, and we see that fluctuate. We also look at the forecast of what the remaining temperature degree, heating degree days look like in the summer, as well as looking past that into our winter months and seeing what the winter costs would be. And we forecast that. We look at what our forward curves will be as far as natural gas is concerned, and then we have to share that with our customers. Now, New River is a regulated utility, so we have to gain approval by the North Carolina Utilities Commission. And so we went through an elaborate steps to share how we've experienced this increase in wholesale cost. And with the Utilities Commission being an advocate of the customer, they ensured that all these costs that are being passed on, nothing remains for New River. This is just a wholesale pass-through. As far as these several indicators of what's causing this impact and what would hopefully bring these costs back down. Well, one most certainly is demand. We see the reduction in demand in natural gas that will certainly lower the cost like any supply and demand curve you would see. So if we see a reduction in demand in overseas liquid natural gas pressures, we would see that reduction. We would anticipate a reduction in cost. Likewise, we have an infrastructure constraint. There's several pipelines that we depended on 5 years ago that we hoped would have been completed by now that would reduce the congestion that we would see as we buy the gas. It's not just the commodity, but the cost of transporting that to us as well. So those things have all accumulated to this upward pressure, as well as, like you're seeing at the pumps, certainly the higher cost of just any fossil fuels increased.
Ed Miller joining us from Appalachian State's New River Light and Power here this morning on Mind Your Business, talking about some rate increases that will be coming to New River customers here soon. And along with that, Ed, comes the opportunity for people to consume less. You were just talking about demand a moment ago, and there are steps that folks can take around their homes, around their businesses, to make sure that they're being efficient, as efficient as possible with their use of energy. Are there any things right now that at this time of year you all are paying attention to with customers and usage to make sure that efficiency is seen from a consumption standpoint?
Absolutely, David. And I reach out to all of our customers to contact us for these tips. If what I'm about to share with you, if you'd like to review those or seek additional information, please reach us at our office, whether it be by telephone, 264-3671, or at our website, nrlp.appstate.edu. We have these tips that we can offer to you. But simply, the thermostat is your friend. If you can lower that thermostat a few less degrees, and keep it a little bit warmer. That certainly is the biggest impact when you leave your home for any extended time. Allow that thermostat to rise a little bit, and it will certainly be impactful in your energy consumption and ultimately your bill. You want to make sure that your weatherization is up to par. You want to look at any kind of leaks, any kind of cracks, any obvious opening, closing of doors. Those changing temperatures is the number one cause for increased energy. Whether you're trying to cool your home or heat your home, that's your number one expense. Obviously, the low-hanging fruit, you want to make sure you have your LED lights replaced. You want to make sure that you've got your heating and air conditioning vents and units properly serviced to ensure that they're running as efficiently as possible. David, those are the low-hanging fruits, but there is a laundry list that we could help our customers with, and we want them to reach out to us. We also offer home energy audits to property owners to actually go into their home and give them tips to encourage them to be more efficient at home.
Wonderful information thus far from Ed Miller, Appalachian State's New River Light and Power, joining us here this morning on Mind Your Business. When we come back, we'll talk about future of energy consumption and how utilities like Appalachian State's New River Light and Power are looking to new alternatives to help bring costs down, make things a little bit more sustainable as well for all of us as we move forward. We'll get into that topic next as we continue on Mind Your Business, a presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business here this morning on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, visiting with Ed Miller, General Manager of Appalachian State's New River Light and Power. We've talked a little bit about consumption and its relation to costs and energy demand. And Ed, I think it's safe to say that as we continue to look at the same old processes that we're looking at, we can expect some of those same old spikes in energy consumption and the cost that comes along with that. But as we have detailed over the course of the last several months, Appalachian State's New River Light and Power is looking forward to how you source your energy and bringing that back around to consumers in a sustainable way. Can you update us a bit on the Green Power Program and what you're seeing in terms of subscriptions to that and what you're seeing to overall change into how people can forecast their own spend on energy?
Oh, it's an exciting time, David, with our Green Power Program. We're excited to share that. Appalachian's State's New River Light and Power created the Green Power Program just a little over a year ago, where through our new wholesale contract that we have with Carolina Power Partners, we've reached out and was able to obtain purchase of renewable energy, and we're able to pass that on to our customers who choose to buy renewable energy. This right now, based on wholesale cost, there is a small premium. That price may come down as we see increase in our general cost of electricity. That may bring down the difference in buying renewables. So we're excited about sharing our Green Power Program. It's very simple. For $5, you can purchase 250 kilowatt hours a month, and that lowers the average user on New River system by one third. So you could have one third renewable energy in your home for as little as $5 extra a month. That is something that's passed through. New River is not gaining anything from this. This is just an outreach, a service to the customers that have been requesting an option or a choice in where their energy is sourced. We hope that right now the source of energy is hydroelectric because of the contract that we were able to reach. As we gain subscriptions and more folks choose to subscribe, we hope that we will be able to diversify that renewable portfolio to include solar and wind in the future. So it's an exciting time for us.
And Ed, I know that this has been popular with folks as people are looking at this alternative, also a popular time for new subscribers coming onto your system, I would imagine, with the lease changeovers and those types of accounts. Is this also a way for people that don't necessarily own property to still have that way that they can make their property maybe subscribe to some of the same green standards that they may be bringing into other parts of their carbon footprint, if you will?
Absolutely, David. One of the reasons we created the Green Power Program was just that. Two-thirds of our customers actually do not own their property. They have a lease arrangement, whether it's in an apartment or actually in a house. So it's very difficult for a person that does not own the property to make any kind of capital investment, whether it be cell phone generation or any long-term impact to reduce their energy. So this is a way that they can buy renewable energy without owning the home that they live in. Also, we certainly have the presence of a large number of transient customers that come in, stay with us 4 years, and then leave. We wish them well. And those 4 years, those students come in the fall every year, and they have an opportunity to subscribe. So it is a busy time with lease changes. We hope that as customers come to us and sign up for service, that they will consider the Green Power Program.
Well, and I think that this is one of those obvious areas where sometimes people look for the different ways that Appalachian State has a positive benefit on the community. This is one where, because of the relationship with New River Light and Power, you're brought into a whole different spectrum of buying power. Can you explain that a little bit about how the consortium that you're involved with allows you to get access to this alternative energy source and pass that along to your customers in an affordable way?
Absolutely. New River Light and Power is part of Appalachia. We're actually Appalachian State's New River Light and Power. We are App State. We are one of five electric utilities that reached out initially to reach a large wholesale agreement. And that buying power, including one of the largest municipals in the state of North Carolina, we were able to join them and create a relationship to where we were able to buy reliable, affordable energy with the option to buy renewables as well. And working with these other municipalities and the Green Power Program, we have a buying power that most small utilities do not have. And we're leveraging that. Our customers have asked for choice. And with this contract, we have been able to offer that to our customers.
Ed Miller, General Manager of Appalachian State's New River Light and Power, joining us here this morning on Mind Your Business. Ed, we couldn't let you get out the door without giving people the contact information once again on how they can get involved in the Green Power Program. Or you mentioned the energy audits a moment ago, and that's a big piece no matter what you do, making sure that your home and your business are as efficient as possible. How can folks get in contact with New River to get more information about these programs and to perhaps even have one of those audits done before we get too much closer to the colder months? It's hard to think about that right now, but it's not too far around the corner.
I'm ready to wax my skis now. You may have to wait a month or two. Reach out to App State's New River Light and Power at nrlp.appstate.edu. We want you to reach out to us there or by phone. Just reach us directly, 828-264-3671. And when you contact us, remember, you can monitor your usage as small as 15-minute intervals. We'll work with you in any way we can to help you bring your costs down.
Well, Ed, I appreciate the time, as always, and the transparency. It's helpful to have a head of a utility like you are come out and try to get out in front of what are changes to help people have as much lead time as they can to anticipate those changes from a monetary perspective, but then also keeping us up to date on the technology side of that and what's coming next and how you're able to maneuver for the benefit of your customers. Always helpful insight, and we look forward to talking to you again, maybe one of these days when you're saying, hey, rates are coming down because of X, Y, or Z, we will more than happily give you the opportunity to say that.
I look forward to that day, and I hope it's real soon. Thank you, David, for your time.
All right. Ed Miller, General Manager of Appalachian State's New River Light and Power, joining us here on the program. That does it for this installment of Mind Your Business. We are right back with you again, same time, same place next week, here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.